The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is the 27th of June already, if you can believe that, 2016. And we're going to talk about the two main things here. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. All you have to do is commit, take action. Also on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are my two biggest products to date. Obviously, they're real easy to deal with. They're not expensive, and they are result producing. And obviously, everybody knows you can get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbellCo. Or no, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com is the best way to get a hold of me, and I can explain anything to you, and I'll work with you on anything. Also, too, MotivationandMuscle.com. Don't forget to go out there, do a /category/podcast. We've got Sonya Taylor on here today with us. You can go out and see the first one that's up there with her. Obviously, you know the people on here, Mike Gillette, Will Dinwiddie, Bill Hinburn, et cetera, Adam Glass. Go out there. There is more content out there than anybody. I'm telling you, go out and check out these past shows. The new ones will be coming up, obviously. It's all there. So check that out and check out FBC, too. Well, today, Sonya Taylor's on with us today, and I want to give you a little bit about this. And she is definitely a strong woman, strong man. I don't know what – we'll see what she likes to be called when I bring her in. But number one, she's an arm wrestler, a MOS competitor, strong woman, and co-owner of Epic Fitness Solutions with our good friend Will Dinwiddie. And we're going to talk about today the five reasons why she got into strongman, because I think that's extremely interesting, because I'm sure when we get talking here, she's going to say the same thing I do, because I was telling her, I'm going to go over this quick. It's very interesting to see anybody get into strongman, women or men, because this is something that's so supposedly out of the realm that no one can understand it. And I was telling Sonya before we came on, which was real interesting, I've been talking to marketers, and one of the marketers thought that I should tone down the sites, that I'm not getting people that, you know, might want to learn how to train because they're intimidated by the sites. And I told her, and we agree, what are you shooting for? Mediocrity? Is that what it's all about? You might not want to look like these two guys, and that doesn't matter. But if you're not going to shoot for something better than you are, and you figure, well, I can just get away with this and get it done, maybe lose 10 pounds and I can tie my shoes now, that's not the way we do things here. So to us, all we care about is just being the greatest version of ourselves. As Sonya would say, you know, epic, the whole deal. But welcome to the show, Sonya. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
We love having you on here. Anything I missed, give out about yourself or the gym, anything like that, and we'll start the show, please.
Oh, I'd just say that my experience as a mother and a business owner, are certainly part of that.
Yep.
Part of my success.
Yep. Well, you know what the whole thing is too? You know, and this is going to go right into what we're going to talk about today. Mother, business owner, okay? You got in with Will, too, with the gym. And, you know, let's make it clear to everybody, you're not a 240-pound girl. I've never met you, but I've seen pictures. You're small in stature, but that you definitely got the bite of the dog there. You know, you got the tenacity of the pit bull. I know that you were a runner and all that. I mean, you come from a little bit different background than, like, probably Will. I mean, Will's done more than I've done as far as stuff, but I was never a runner. You know, I did it, but I played a lot of organized sports and all that. But we're talking about you today. What got you into strongman? I love stuff. These are great stories. So take it away.
Excellent. Yeah, you asked, what is it that started me in strength training and in strongman specifically? You know, I think the first thing is you have to be ready. You know, I was finally ready. Of course, you know, everybody knows that physical activity is important, and I had been a distance runner for my entire life, and I really enjoyed that. But I was finally ready to up the game, you know, to add something different, or something in addition to that, something in addition. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to, you know, put in the time and the effort, because, you know, if you're going to do something, at least for me, if you're going to do something, you need to go hard. You need to go all the way, not a little bit.
No.
And I was ready to put in that time, do what was necessary to get it done, and the money that was needed for some quality training.
Sure.
That, I didn't want something that was average or to dabble in it. I wanted to go after it, you know, and look at all the details. So, you know, that was the first thing, just to be ready, you know, to be ready.
Well, let me ask you that. I mean, hey, obviously you probably had seen it on TV, you know, on ESPN or when it was on there, and now it's on CBS. But what kind of, I mean, obviously Will's place, I'm sure, you know, where you guys are, is probably the only place around that's doing stuff. Because this, you and I both know, this is not something you're going to see in the average gym, if you're even going to see, you know, free weights in there. But was there something or someone that, you know, you were looking at it and said, you know what, you know, I mean, we know that you're ready for it and you committed to it. But prior to that, was there something or someone that you witnessed that you said, I'm going to give this a shot, I'm ready?
I think that certainly it was Will. I knew that I'd found a quality trainer. You know, he's very accomplished himself. I'd known him for several years. I'd heard testimonials from other people that, you know, I've seen him in a business environment, so not even in the gym, but outside of the gym. You know, it's one thing to go in the gym, and that's important. You know, that's important, but that, you know, there are a lot of gyms around here, and there's a lot of gyms everywhere. You know, everybody knows physical activity is important, and, you know, sometimes strength training is what lures people. Sometimes it isn't. You know, that intimidates a lot of people.
Yep.
But I had seen a lot of him in a business environment, and then not only what he said, but the testimonials I heard from others. And, I do think that, one, you know, him as and what he's accomplished, but definitely the lure of the non-traditional training.
Yep.
You know, I gravitate towards that. I'm not usually interested in crowds or what everybody's doing. That I like the shock factor. I like the non-traditional aspect of it, challenge to do something that not everybody else is doing. So,
geez, I guess then you're not going to be part of the in group, huh?
No, no, I've never been trendy ever. However, what I will say is I've been quality, and that lasts, you know.
That lasts forever.
That's right.
Quality is quality, man. It's not, you know, we've talked about this, you and I, before with the one-trick ponies and all that stuff. It's like, you know what? The weak trends go away. You know, they might seem like they're around forever, but eventually they all go away. Nothing's ever going to beat substance and quality in a person, period.
Yeah.
And that's the only way. Okay, so we've got the first one. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to stick to five, but if you got number two, lay it on us.
You know, my second was just the quality of the training that I knew I was going to get from Will, that he, you know, he isn't average, and, you know, what he's accomplished himself, you know, though I have no desire to, you know, be at a level he is to do the competing and the training and the business owner and, you know, to commit as much of my life, as many hours of every day as he does, I knew that, you know, the passion was there with him. It wasn't just a job for him. You know, it is life for him. It is what he knows. It is what he does. You know, it is what he loves. And, you know, a lot of people. And again, there's a lot of gyms, there's a lot of facilities and a lot of options, and it suits different needs. But for me, I realized with Will that, you know, it's something special to him, and I was going to get a lot out of that.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, so that was important to me.
Well, you know, the thing is too, is you can have a very, you can have a lot of admiration for somebody like that. Maybe you don't want to do what they're doing. Maybe you want to do, as we always say, and I think you and I've said it and Will and I have said it. The thing I like about strongman, you can drill down so deep into it that you can take anything and train anybody with anything. Now, how many sports can convert like that? None that I know of. I mean, do you have to lift a 400-pound rock? No, I can build you a 50-pound sandbag and get you started. All right? It doesn't matter. I mean, you're doing the same style of training, but at a lesser degree, with the idea and hope that you're going to be so good with it that you're going to want to keep growing, growing, growing. And I think that's the – I think that's something, Sonia, that we – well, I don't think you and I do or will, but I think a lot of people overlook – they're looking – look, I believe in a lot of short-term goals, but I also believe, like, with the business, I'm sure you guys have too, I've got 2 to 3 year goals down the road for both this and the home site, especially this here, because this is the big – this is the ticket right here. But I think a lot of people miss out on that, and trainers too, that you try to plant the seed in the trainee's mind is, okay, look how good you're doing right now. You know, say, let's just say with a sandbag walk for whatever distance you want to go. You know, let's start planning a year from now. Where do you see yourself a year from now? You know, and this is the way to do it, but most people don't have that type of vision that are training because they're looking for just a short-term pop, whether it's a money thing or to put it down that, hey, I train so-and-so, or I've trained this many people in the last 6 months. To me, that doesn't add up to shit. All right, I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is, what are you doing with each individual? Are you able to take the blueprint you got and use the structure? Because we all know we're all different with our style of training and what we can handle and not handle. But can you take that blueprint and plug that into everything you do and just refit it to whatever? That, to me, I think is what it's all about. But go ahead and comment on that if you want. If not, let's talk about number three.
Yes, the lure of, I said the lure of the non-traditional training.
Yep.
That, I'd seen just deadlifts and curls and,
yep.
Wasn't that I was opposed to those, but the uniqueness, the implements that Will trains,
yep,
were just interesting to me. Interesting. Like, I need to know why somebody would lift a log over their head. You know, why
right.
did you do that?
Right.
And,
yep.
And impressive. I was, you know, a little concerned that that wouldn't come very easily. And some things have come easily and some have not. You know, there's mm-hmm. other things that work out. The log specifically. I tattooed that one on my arm on Friday.
I saw that.
I want to be reminded regularly of that,
yep,
desire to succeed at that,
yeah,
you know, to excel at that. And I will, and I'm getting there. But, you know, I think the lure of the non-traditional piece was pretty attractive to me. And,
yeah,
you know, the log, the stone, the yoke, you know, the yoke has come easy to me. And that's,
wow,
funny. I didn't particularly think that would be the case looking at that. And,
yep,
a lot of, I think that's the case for a lot of women too, that, you know, it's a big piece of equipment that, you know,
sure,
that's a
is.
Big piece,
yep,
of equipment. And it's heavy to start with.
Yep.
But, you know, that the, you know, the uniqueness of it was very attractive to me.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not like you're starting from the beginning. I mean, you've done athletics. You've been good at things. And, you know, you're diving into stuff that, you know, most people say at this point, why are you doing something like that? And it's like, you know, when you're real hungry, when you got that type of mind where you're interested in things, whether they're new or, you know, or someone's been doing it forever, I think that's fantastic because those are the things that keep you going forever. I mean, when you start stagnating, you rust. And I don't care what anybody tells you. You know how many people you see, they retire at 65 or maybe 60. 2 years down the road, they drop dead. You know, they go, they end up not living anymore. They get out of that regimen. You know, I get up at a certain time, I eat it, you know. And I'm not saying you have to live by that every day of your life, but, you know, something, standards are what we should all live by, and you should have your own standards. One thing I want to ask you, I think is real interesting, especially, you know, we're always hearing, you know, we hear a lot of horror stories, especially women with, you know, the body look, you know, how do we look, you know, why, you know, I'm always too heavy, the whole deal. And a lot of it is very dangerous what ends up happening with people, because they become so dependent on what they look like that nothing else matters to them. But, and I'm not saying that with you at all, but one thing I'm real interested in is this. What did you find that started happening to your body when you started taking up strongman? Because I'm sure you had a little bit of metamorphosis right away, because I can tell you with me, which is definitely different being a man, when I started doing a lot of stone lifting, things I noticed, especially when we were outdoors in the cold, was hair was thicker, nails were growing like crazy, my skin seemed thicker and deeper, and I'm not kidding you, I got a pretty deep voice. I think my voice got deeper too. So what did you see happening with you that you really liked?
That's funny. That is one of the things that brought me to strength training, is the mental and the physical piece. The physical piece, you know, I didn't give a whole lot of thought to that initially.
Yeah.
Some, but, you know, I was more, the mental piece was more valuable to me than the physical piece, because I had known the mental advantages from my experience running.
Yep.
And, you know, so, yeah, of course, to sleep better, you know, is nice, and to think better. But just that overall nirvana that comes from physical fitness. And so I knew that mental piece would be there. The physical piece, I've been fortunate, even though I'm a tiny, you know, nearing what is going to be middle age for me. I hadn't thought too much about the physical piece, and I've been fortunate that I've had good, you know, good opinion about myself, even when I've been a little heavy. You know, I'm of the belief that I'm pleased that my body has provided for me, even though I've not always, you know, given it ideal situations or ideal treatment. It's treated me very well. And, but I was ready to treat it well and add in the physical piece. And most definitely a bonus that has come from the strength training. And it is just happened. And it is on my list to make that more of a focus as time goes on. But here in the first couple of years, you know, I was more focused on learning it, learning everything about it, trying it, figuring out what I like and what I'm good at. But, you know, my grandmother said to me when I started, and, you know, there's a lot of people that say a lot of this and that, that, you know, I don't even listen to. It doesn't even register at all. I don't care. But, you know, everybody's always afraid of what you shouldn't do, what you can't do. And I'm always, you know, keep quiet. I'm going to worry about what I can do and not what I can't do or what I shouldn't do. But my grandmother, you know, she tells it like it is. And, you know, of course, her comment, which I had heard so many other times before, and I didn't even care or listen. But when my grandmother said it, I listened a little bit. And she said, "Oh, Sonia, you're going to get too big.
That's how I
you're
knew
gonna look like a boy."
And
You know, I'm 48 years old. You know, I was in the late, you know, mid 40s when this started, and I was like, "Oh man, I don't want my grandmother to think I'm gonna look like a boy."
Yeah.
And boy, that was quickly remedied from my mind. It will take you so long, and you are gonna work so hard. And probably add supplements in order to look like a boy.
Well, you know, this is what's so funny, because you hear people say it all the time. It's like, I don't want to be big. and I look at them like this and say, how do you even know you could get big, number one, and you're not going to get big in 90 days? We're talking decades, man. You know what I mean? It's like, I just laugh at them. Like, if you knew what you were talking about, you'd be dangerous. And, you know, Why do you think we're looking around and we're seeing, you know, 10-year-old diabetics now? You know, why do you think we're looking around seeing 30-year-old guys so shot they got to take Viagra to even function now? I mean, why? Why are we seeing? And the only explanation I can give besides, you know, they have screwed with a lot of foods like soy and things that are really detrimental not only to men and women, but the whole, you know, the attitude is like this. You know, if I got my phone, I'm all set. You know, and I'm not kidding you when I say that, because I see so many instances of people getting almost hit, car accidents, everything. It's the phone. You know, we'll worry about this and that when it happens, and I'm sure they can prescribe me something that will take care of it. And, you know, we're getting away from a physical society so much more every day that this is my feeling that, you know, people are living longer right now than they ever have, but a lot of it is the older generation too. My feeling is if we keep up on the path we're going, especially the younger kids, that you're going to see mortality rates go back to maybe even 100 years ago, where you won't see 85, 100-year-old people that'll be dying by the time they're 43. And we see a lot of that now. Like, I'll go through and see something in the paper, like a 24-year-old kid, you know, die of a heart attack or an aneurysm. And I know things can happen, but it's like the trend is not to be physical anymore. The trend is to, you know, obviously you want to go out and do some soft stuff and, you know, nobody gets hit with a ball and nobody gets yelled at and, you know, nobody feels bad and, you know, all that self-esteem bullshit that I can't stand at all. Everybody needs to get a trophy, this and that. Look, you can be kind to people. I've got no problem. That's what we do. You know, same with you guys. You offer solutions to people. But by God, you and Will aren't going to go lift their sandbags for them or go lift their weights or, you know, help them with a program to get them leaned out more. You can only do so much for somebody. And, you know, I've got two guys right now training here on Saturday at the same time. And I've talked about Alex, and Dennis was with us. God, he's probably been here 10 years at least, and he goes up and down like a yo-yo with body weight sometimes. And the first time I took him like from 278 down to 211, and the last time was 263 or 4 down to 224. It was something to that effect, which, and, you know, he's starting to get heavy again. And I'm saying to him, I'm like, why? What is it with you mentally that you just can't do, or why you've become so lazy? And I'll tell you, I've said it to him, so I'll say it on the air. I said, you're lazy, and you need to get your ass off the couch and start moving again. And don't tell me just because you got married it's all changed. Well, I got news for you. If my wife turned into a blimp, we'd have some big problems. And people say, well, that's shallow. No, it's not shallow, because I wouldn't let myself get like that either. I think that's a form of respect, and that's what I want to see. So he's back now, and they have a problem with not putting things in the proper places after they use them. And I told them this past Saturday, if they did it again, they'd take 2 weeks off. And I hope they don't hear this show before they come here Saturday. Because they're going to get a rude awakening. They're not going to get 2 weeks off, because last night when I went in to work out, I had the one hoose of steel stone set up like on pulling blocks, and the other one next to it out of the whole bunch was in the wrong spot by the power rack, and I went in to move it, and he put the stone in the wrong place, and Al put a collar on top of the red stone, the biggest one. So when I went to move it, my left side hit the redstone, which ended up going almost over, and the collar came flying off and smacked me square on the toe. If they were there, they would have got murdered probably. I mean, I was so pissed off, you could probably hear me screaming down the street. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to make them stay home. When they come here Saturday before they start anything, they're going to grab – I got a dead-end street. It's long enough. I said they're going to get the honor of carrying a 25-pound plate. They would only have had to do it two times, but because that collar hit my toe, they're going to do it three times. So let me tell you something. That's going to be like what we say here. It's going to be like getting hit right across the face with a piece of concrete to start your day off.
Goodness.
So you know what I mean? It's like, you know what? Because then I got to retrain them again. You know what? They might as well chalk up and carry and hope they can do it, because I know they're going to be crying like, I was like, if you don't want to do it, you go home.
Well, I guess this is not for the weak.
Hell no. Yeah. Strength is never for the weak. But you know what? You and I both know when you take something out, it'd be like if I borrowed something from you and I didn't put it back. You might not get pissed at me, but you might say to me, hey, you know, it goes here. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd ask you to borrow it again. This time I didn't return it back. Now, I would expect for you to get a little bit upset with me.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know.
Yeah, you need to take care of equipment.
Yes,
just
do.
Like you take
yep.
care of your body or anything else. So.
Yep. And you respect people's things. I've always been very respectful of people's whatever I use or in a gym. You know how to unload a bar. Don't, you know, turn it on one side and dump mm-hmm. it. Because if I see people do that here, they're gone.
Well, and respect, but, you know, what you described there as safety as well. I mean, that hit your toe, you know, that maybe wasn't a big ordeal then, but so many of the things that we deal with, you know, we can't be worried about that. I realize
right,
that
exactly.
You can't be worried about it, but you do have to give it its proper respect and pay attention to it.
And I agree totally. You know, the thing is, the only reason why it even bothered me is, you know, I wear Converse, which I'm probably going to stop doing now and start wearing lifting shoes. But, you know, that canvas, when something whacks you like that, it goes right through your shoe. That was the only reason. And, you know, the thing is, too, and I've gotten to this talk with my mom before, you know, because she'll be like, well, he's 15. I said, how were we when we were 15?
Yeah.
And she said, you guys were like, nothing was going to stop you. I never seen anything like what you described to me with my brothers and my buddies over. She goes, you guys would have crawled to somewhere if you had to lift, if you couldn't lift. It didn't matter mm-hmm. what you had to do. But she goes, you guys are a different breed. She goes, I've never seen, you know, kids like that where they love that stuff so much they'd be all over it no matter what they would do. And that's what gets back to what I said to you before. I just don't, I don't see, it's out there, I know it, but I don't see that type of hunger, tenacity anymore, because it's like, hey, you know what I can do? I can just dial it up and take a look at what they're doing on a YouTube video. I know how to do it now. I'll get to it. You know, there's no urgency. With me, with lifting, it's always been urgency. It's always been a discipline. It's always been like that pit bull tenacity where, you know what? We're getting after this thing no matter what. We're going to get it done. And that's the way I approach thing. And you know something? I don't like to tone myself down like that guy said with the websites. But I've got to realize when you are dealing with the public that you can't be piss and vinegar with them half
right.
the time. You know what I mean? It's like I got to go in a little bit easier with them and, you know, kind of just pat them on the shoulder and tell them it's going to be all right. I'm all right with that to a point, but let's not go any further than that.
Yeah,
you know
there's
I mean?
A little too much casualness.
Yeah, limit. Yeah. You know, I got to limit that stuff with me because it makes me go bananas, man. You know, that's the thing. But, okay, I know I veered off, but it all goes with everything. What would be next? You know, what's
yeah,
like
I guess,
fourth?
To round up on that,
yeah.
the mental and the physical okay. piece, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to improve on your appearance, and that, you know, that has been I didn't know how that would evolve.
Yeah.
And Will pointed out to me recently that I really haven't lost much weight in the, you know, the couple of years that we've been tracking.
Yeah.
But my body has changed
absolutely.
You know, pretty dramatically, and
yeah.
With my grandmother's, you know, approval that, you know, my shoulders, my shoulders are rounded and, you know, toned and muscular and there
yeah.
are muscles there. And
yeah.
so, you know, big change in the arms. And,
yeah.
you know, and this was funny that in realizing this in myself, I realized it is something that women want. And when
yeah.
I'm marketing to women, this is something
yeah.
I point out to them. You know, do you want, you know,
to tighten up those arms. Do you want a nice, firm, round booty? You know, that does come, rather whether that was your main goal and your focus or not. You know, for me, it wasn't particularly that. I wanted to be stronger, but the appearance piece, I did want that, but I didn't know how that was going to play out. And so, you know, by all means, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And,
no, not at all.
You know, we're not doing, physique training here.
Right, right.
But it does come as a result that, you know, what's there will lean out and, you know, the appearance will improve, assuming that you like a, you know, leaner, defined body. So, you know, the booty, the shoulder, the arms, you know, that kind of thing, definitely.
And not only that, I mean, you know, this time of year, I mean, a lot of people are going out and, you know, they're getting dressed up. And, you know, what looks better than a girl that's got, looks great in a dress and a pair of heels, man? I mean, you know, that to me is what I like. And it's like, you know, it just shows that they have respect for themselves more than anything. And that's, you know, if you don't respect yourself, how can you have anything with anybody else? It's just not going to work. So I think strong man, seriously, like as you found out, you didn't try in any way to get to where you are now in a physical sense other than you wanted to get stronger and learn the whole base of everything. But look what you got out of that. You, without dieting down, without doing anything major, killing yourself, you got the best of both worlds now. I mean, like I said, name me, what do you want to call it? I've got to think of the word now. Sport, I guess I'll call it. Name me any sport out there that you can get to where you look now and have the strength. I don't. If you know, you tell me, because I don't know of any of them out there. Everyone has its good points, but how many sports like strongman can give you what you want like that? That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead. Whatever you got next.
Yeah, I knew that was happening when other ladies started to take notice and comment. You know, that was a definite plus. You know, a definite reward is to be inspiring to others. You know, to be a good example. I always have aspired to be a good example to my children.
Absolutely.
But to have nieces and cousins who I don't normally visit with, and old classmates and business associates to take notice and to realize that, gee, what I'm doing is a good thing. I'm inspiring, and it's not just for myself that I'm, you know, improving lives, that I'm, you know, other people are seeing this and wanting to have a piece of it.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know,
I knew it was a good thing, and the appearance, you know, they weren't in my head. You know, there are many that online or, you know, in the occasional business meeting that I don't have a big conversation with, so they don't know what I'm thinking about it. But the appearance piece was more obvious to them. And I knew I was doing a good thing there.
Well, you are, and you know, especially when you're talking about marketing anything like that, I mean, you better look the part.
Yeah, walk the talk, that's right.
Without a doubt. And it's like, it's very important if you're trying to educate people and get people on board with you. I mean, they'll be like, okay, how did you do this? Well, this is how I did it, and this is what we need to do. I mean, there's no way you can be a saleswoman, without doing what you're talking about. I mean, you know, how many people do we read and we know that they're like armchair quarterbacks? They've never done anything. You know, you were talking about before, like, I can't do this and blah, blah, blah. And they're the ones all out there that tell you can't do anything. You know, if you do it, you need this. If you don't do this, you're going to fail here. When you've got a wall up with every reason why you can't do something, let's face it, unless you're a different personality, you're going to drop out. Or you're going to try it. It's not going to work. You're going to get frustrated, and you're going to say that guy or gal was right what they're saying. Now, to me, that's all bull, because the majority of things that are being sold out there, I don't believe, I can't say they're dishonest because I don't know that for fact. But being around this industry long enough, there's a lot of shady deals out there. And there's a lot of people that are going to take your money and have no consciousness about it. And really, it doesn't matter how you don't have a leg to stand on. I can remember one time listening to Tony Robbins. And it was real interesting because, you know, obviously he's in the news again because the coals are too hot and people burn their feet, whatever, all right? But this was real interesting, I thought. People come to his weekend seminars, spend a boatload of money, and of course they make a lot of money because people buy the CDs or the downloadables, whatever you want to do, digitally, all that. And the thing that struck me the biggest about what he said was this. Do you know people buy tons of my material when they leave and they never take it out of the shrink wrap? I thought that was very interesting. So
yeah, we have the tools, but we don't use them.
Exactly. And you know what the thing is? Why did you waste your money? Because obviously you're not serious about it. Did you think in 2 days of a seminar it was going to flip your life around and make everything good? It's not. It's a piece of material to take with you, learn from it, apply it, and keep going. You know, and that's where we fall short. This is why we're always pushing this here. It's like you can learn all you want, but in the end, you're going to have to be the person to apply it, to carry it out. Obviously, there's always going to be people out there that can help you. None of us know everything. That's not a problem. But there are no surefire ways to get something done in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, no shortcuts. This is,
right. But you and I both know we live in a society now where everything's got to be very fast, deliverable. And if I tell you and say to you, Sonia, it's going to take us about a year for you to get really good with stone lifting. Now, being you're that personality, you'd say, well, I can do it in 6 months. I'd be great. I'll lay the gauntlet out on you right now. But if I say that to somebody that has been kind of coddled, so to speak, or, you know, they're that wishy-washy where I'll give it a try. Well, you say that to me, I'll kick your ass right out of anywhere. You don't say those words to me. We know right away that if they even completed a year, they'd be lucky. But chances are if you had them for 2 weeks, that'd be your max. So there's things already that people internally are relishing on or chomping on that they can't get rid of. It's always something this, something that. I run into them all the time. There's always an excuse for something. And it's like you and I both know, being business owners, if you're going to live by excuses, you and I are both out of business. So what I think about now more than anything is, what I've learned from business and lifting and everything is this. How does Clint Darden say? Oh, Clint Darden came up with the greatest thing when he was on last, and I want you to comment on all this, obviously. Clint Darden said to me, and at first I was like, okay, what's he getting at here? He goes to me, you got a split personality. and I'm like, really? He's like, we all do like that with the lifters. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, you have a lifting personality, and then you have that personality you have out in the world. So I said, then I'm basically driving down the road, and there's a fork in the road. Which way am I going? He goes, eventually, they're going to all lead back into one, which I thought was pretty unique. So what do you think about all that?
Oh, you know, I'll give you a hug if you need one, but I won't keep hugging you repeatedly. You know, you're going to have to man up. You're going to have to do the work. And, yep. You know, I'm much more be about it, don't talk about it. And so, you know, I tend to think that I'm, you know, pretty consistent all the time. But I guess you saying that is not true. You know, I'll give you a hug if you need a hug. But, I won't keep babying you. And, you know,
all right, well, let me ask you this.
All the time who come in, they want, you know, we're in an instant gratification world that we're so used to getting everything so fast. I mean, computer and phone are just, you know, the exact perfect example. You know, I remember in the 80s when I did the same occupation I do now, and we didn't have a computer that linked up with the home office. It took 3 days.
Yeah.
And we thought we were big time. We were big time then, you know. I mean, we still were about it, but, you know, it didn't happen instantly like that. And so people today, they want it instantly. And I have women all the time who aspire to have something that I have in the gym, and either the strength or the appearance, and they want to know. That's one of the first questions I get. How long is that going to take?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I can't answer that for you. I can give you an average.
Yep.
And, you know, we can see where you're at right now. And some things you're going to be really great at, and other things you're going to have to work harder at. But it will happen if you stick with it, if you put in the effort, if you do your part, it will happen. Is it going to happen in 1 month, or is it going to happen in 1 year? I can't tell you that. Or is it ever going to happen if you give up and don't keep after it? So one of the quotes that I love, love, love is, patience is a competitive advantage.
Nice.
You will win. You know, rather it's your own goal or the trophy you're after, you will win if you keep at it. You know, how fast, how far, that's, you know, a lot of that's going to be determined by you and your effort. But, you know, just put in the work if you want it, you know, if you want it. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, when you asking me again, one of the reasons I started strength training and specifically strongman, you know, my goal, my ultimate goal is to live to 100.
I'm with you.
And, you know, the weight piece, you know, typically those that are really large do not live the longest, even if they're really fit, because, you know, the heart is only so big, and it you know, has to pump a really, you know, if it has to pump a really big body, even if it's fit, it's still a really big body. And the weight piece is important, but, and that, you know, that comes in the kitchen. We know that, you know, you have to eat well and not overeat. You know, even if you eat well, if you eat two times more than you need, you're going to get big. Even though it's a good big, it's still big.
Absolutely.
But I did, you know, a fair amount of research into where the most people live to 100 and why.
Yep.
And one of the top places of people that live to 100 is Iceland.
Yep.
Now, where does strongman originate?
Yeah.
Yeah, Iceland. And, you know, the blue zones, they call them, where the most centurions live. And so that, you know, just reaffirmed for me that strongman was something that I needed in my life to help me make that ultimate goal to live to 100.
I agree with
strength piece. Now, you know, mind you, all centurions do not do strongman. However, one of the pieces there is that traditionally, those areas that have the most centurions, they had a very naturally physical life.
Yep.
Building, farming, you know, groundwork or metalwork, or walking long distances, or, you know, carrying their food or their water, their wood or whatever, you know, the physical piece. And so, you know, I realized that weight bearing exercise, and specifically the hard strongman elements that we use, are, you know, going to help me meet that goal and to live to 100. So,
well, I'll tell you what, this would be a good place to expand. You ought to put an Epic Fitness in Iceland. I'll go run it for you.
Very good.
I'm going to be living there, I guarantee you, probably in the next 5 years.
They've got some pretty Epic Fitness going on there already. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
But for us to have another facility there, that wouldn't be a bad thing. That's for sure.
Oh, God. Iceland, man, when you get a chance, you got to go. You'll love it.
I have flown in, but and I was just floored. I've been a lot of places, but the aerial view is just dynamic. Oh, my goodness.
Is. As I always say, Iceland is one foot in the old and one foot in the new. That's what it is. That's how I equate it when any time I've gone. You know, you've got all the amenities of today's world, but you can go places where you could get lost right off the map there, and you'd be happy doing that too. That's what that whole event was in 08 when we did that. It was like there were points in Iceland I thought that maybe we were going to fall right off the world. Mm-hmm. We're so far out. It was an incredible thing. I tell anybody that's a lifter, whether you want to go over and give a shot with a Husafell or not, go over there and you'll appreciate what it is because, man, oh, man, it is some beautiful country. Let me ask you this, too. I mean, you know, we see what's happened with a lot of men. You know, a lot of them just are not what they were. And what have you noticed? I mean, you know, obviously being a woman, you know, have you seen a lot of changes in men? And we're talking like, you know, anywhere from, say, 30 to 45. Do you see a weaker male now? Do you see him the same? What is it you notice, positive or negative now about men in general? And I'm talking even lifting guys. What is it you see that's different now?
I think that we're just more accepting of diversity. And, yep. And you know, I think it's important to be respectful of people's choices, but there's a lot of bad choices. There's a lot of average. There's a lot of slacking, a lot of convenience that prevents people from muscling up, from digging deep, from getting back to the basics.
Yep.
And, you know, I do think that we're more accepting of average and of ease, you know, that we've gotten so used to convenience that it's okay.
So what would happen if the power suddenly went off? How many you think would even – I think the survival rate would be very low. I really do, honest to God.
Yeah.
I mean, some might be able to find their balls, so to speak, again. But I would think the majority of people would just wilt, wait for somebody to come and rescue them or just, you know – die, basically. And it's like,
oh, just take somebody's phone away or unplug the computer.
Oh my
what
god
happens?
Oh, they don't know what to do. Hey, you want to hear something funny? Well, I didn't think it was funny because if that was my girlfriend or my wife, that would have been the end, but they both were guilty of it. My buddy owns an Italian restaurant here in town, so I was up one night bullshitting with him, and there was a couple sitting at a table, and the food was there, the whole deal. And I was, you know, out in the front part where the family sits a lot of times when they're going to all eat together. And I'm watching this couple. They're not saying a word to each other, and they're texting on their phone. Now, I'm thinking to myself, are they that messed up that they're texting to each other? Or are they right. Or are they texting to somebody else and ignoring each other? I'm like, this is how bad things have come. This is what it's come to now. There was a cool thing. Maybe you saw it on Facebook a long time ago. There was a sign, and I think it was like a diner. It says, leave your phones and whatever else outside, and here we learn to talk to one another again. Hmm. I thought that was pretty cool because it's like the value of talk has really diminished with a lot of people, and it's like we need to be able to communicate again together. You know, a phone – you and I both know a computer, we need it for our business. We have to have it now. But if I'm not doing this stuff, I'm very rarely on a phone, and obviously I'm off a computer unless I'm looking something personally up for myself or my family. So I think those are very important things, especially you and Will and myself. You have to be –
you've got to put the work in. You got to be about it, not just talk about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you got to be able to converse. If I come to you and I say, what would I do about blah, 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 and you kind of looked at me and said, well, just go grab that weight there. I'd look at you like, what the hell are you even talking? You know what I mean? So, you know, go anywhere. I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't want to give them any advertising, but you know, one of the strangest places I've ever been to as far as in the health industry is a Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I think they are the strangest. The people there are like, I don't know how I could describe them, man. Maybe aliens. I don't know. It is the weirdest experience when you go in there. And, you know, the funniest thing is they all portray they're all these big healthy people and, you know, look what we eat here and all that. Did you ever notice a lot of the people in that industry, they're fat? Did you ever notice that?
Well, probably a good example there of too much of a good thing. You know, even if you have the resources, if you overdo it.
Yeah. You're gonna look like everybody else.
However, we know that everything in Whole Foods is not good for you. You know, everything isn't. But you know, my thoughts on that are that we're so fortunate. We have such an abundance, such an abundance. And you know, you have to be ready. You know, my first thing when you asked me for my five reasons I started Strongman. Yep. You have to be ready to commit, and you have to get in the right environment. So though Whole Foods might not be ideal, if it's an improvement over where they were shopping before, it might be a great start. It might be the catalyst. And so, you know,
I understand totally what you're saying. But
if they never move out of that, if they never do improve, then, you know, then you've done nothing. You know, you haven't gone far enough.
Well, the main thing is to, you said it there, you know, you got to commit to something and be willing to just to see it all the way through. And, you know, that's what we try to stress here. I mean, it's like, if you're not sure where you need to be, maybe we can give you something here that's going to get you started. Because we all know all you got to do is get started. You don't have to be the greatest thing in the world if you don't want to be. You don't have to hit this goal right away. But what you have to do is you have to start. Once you start, then you start building upon that start. Very simple principles, yet overlooked so many times. You know, because there's nothing glamorous to, say, squatting with an empty bar. Okay? They all want to have 645s on each side.
Right. We hear that all the time. Oh, the little bitty weights, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you have to start with those little bitty weights, you know.
Yeah, well, it was funny. We had Bud Jeffries on here.
That's funny. I thought about him when we were chatting earlier here, just in this show.
Well, the funny thing was, you know, we were talking about the show was like basically, you know, wrestling a grizzly in one arm and grabbing a bulldozer in the other arm, you know, that type of strength. And he got a note we talked about on the show because we were laughing. Kid maybe was 16 and said he doesn't know how to press correctly, all right, because he had a back bend in it. And we were laughing, and Bud's like, you know, this guy's never done that. And I was like, well, that's the world we live in. But I said, I hope this kid listens to this show. He's a listener. So I said, go out to YouTube and look for a guy named Serge Redding from Belgium, who was an Olympic lifter, who was a poor guy. He'd be up like by 2 pounds. Alexia would beat him every time. But he was a brutal lifter, and he used a back bend. Anybody that tells me that guy can't press doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, all right? And this is where we are today. We have all these armchair quarterbacks, armchair texters, all this stuff that are going out, and now they've got a platform. When you got a Facebook where, you know, you can go out and argue the fact, but, you know, the bottom line is, like most people, talk is cheap, put it into action and show me what you could put over your head. I'd guess if that kid could put 80 over his head, he'd be lucky. You know, you're talking a 400-500-pound clean and jerk. Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? So it's a funny thing. Then they wonder why they don't make any gains. You know, we were laughing the other day. The guys that build pecs and arms, right? You got chicken legs, we used to call them all the time. Right. I said they look better walking in on their hands because their friggin' arms are bigger than their legs. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, so, well, look, you got, do you have anything else? Did we get through everything you wanted to do?
Yep.
Okay. If you want to summarize anything, be my guest. Obviously, give out Epic's website, anything you got coming up, contests, anything like that. Then let me give out my material. If you'd hang on the line for a minute, please, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So take it away.
It was my pleasure to be here on the show with you today, Eric. And in summarizing the five reasons that I started strength training, one, just to be ready to commit, you know, that I knew it was time and I was ready to put in the effort.
Yep.
You know, find a trainer that works well for you, that, you know, that you think is a quality trainer. You like what you see and you hear. Then to figure out, for me, it was the lure of the non-traditional training, strongman. Yep. I like that. That's not going to be a good fit for everybody. Though I think it's as important to find out what is not a good fit, and that'll oftentimes lead you to what is a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the mental and the physical appearance piece is nice.
Yep.
And, you know, not everybody has a long-term goal. Either. So, you know, people set goals differently. Some have a long-term goal and they, you know, then they need help to figure out what those steps are along the way. That's kind of me. And then there's others that just have short-term goals that they know, and then the long-term goals they need help with. But in any case, set, you know, some sort of a goal. And if you need help setting a goal, ask for help setting a goal.
Yeah.
And then get after it. Get after it. Start now. Now's a great time. That myself included, I can always think of an excuse on why something isn't ideal. It isn't ideal. Well, if it isn't ideal, you can still start. It's never ideal. Start now. Now is the ideal, non-ideal time to start. You know, get started. So.
Yep.
And
no.
You know, at Epic Fitness, we have coming up, we're hosting Oregon's Strongest Man and Woman competition on August 13th and 14th. That's going to be a great, great event, rather you're competing. And we've certainly got a lot of high-quality, strong athletes, male and female, here from the Northwest that will be competing in that. But it'll be a really great event to watch as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, you can get information on that at www.epicfitnesssolutions.com. And I'll remind everybody, don't be average, be epic.
Hell yeah, it's the only way to be. I mean, we're going to get that through to everybody sooner or later. It might take a little time, but it'll all happen. Do you got everything there, Sonia?
I do.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by, or basically we're going to go with this, that go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Also, to our two biggest products out there, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. Everything on there is going to give you the solutions you need to get going. And to contact me, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I will be back with you within 24 hours guaranteed. Also, too, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com, or on iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. We appreciate that. Obviously, if there's a show you like Sonia and I to do, that would be FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I'm sure we can come up with something for you, a topic. Also, I'll give you the five main things here. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them, that's what we talked about, inspiration, words of encouragement. We're not going to do it for you. As Sonia said, I'll give you a hug. I don't think I'll give you a hug, but I might give you a firm handshake and tell you to get with it. But, you know, whatever it is that it takes, words are very special, and they do have a lot of very, very important meaning to them. I can't say that enough. You need to think about how you speak to people. Number two, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello or smile at somebody. That might be all they get that day. You look around, look at all the people with their head down, and we were talking about this with the phones and all that. Put your phone down for an hour and go talk to somebody. Go introduce yourself to somebody. Show them that you are a steward of strength. Represent what is important to you. You heard Sonia say about Will, how he conducted himself outside of the gym. That's more important than how you conduct yourself in the gym, because as we've talked about before, there's always somebody watching you. So you never know who you're going to influence in a positive way. So really give a lot of thought to that. Also, too, if you're going to lift today, bend it, break it, push it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel, Stone Crusher, says in blood red, domination on both sides. We are domination. We don't follow the path. We clear cut our own. And as I say in everything I write now, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Dominate everything you do, no matter what. Obliterate your goals and set up for new ones, and put the biggest dent in anything you do, whether you get it that day or not. Let it know you're coming back and you will conquer it. Those are three important words that I live by now. And also, as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to the show since the very beginning, who's been a guest on the show, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. That was one of the nicest things anybody's ever said about the show. We will say that for the next 30 years until the day we sign off. Sonya, thanks for being on. It was a great show. It was great to have you.
It was great to be here.
Good. I'm glad you like it. Before we sign off, I'm going to say this like I always do. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by, and tell 100 of your friends about us, because we're coming for you anyways. So for Sonya Taylor, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you soon. I will get this show up as quick as I can. And, you know, have a great week. You know, just go do something that's going to be meaningful in the world. We need you, and the world needs you. Don't forget that. So have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.